again, they practiced today, so we'll see how they feel in the morning. And they're moving around good today, so it's good spirited practice today. You know, there's some things we need to clean up, but felt good coming off the practice field. So just keep grinding away and see how it goes tomorrow. Yeah, you know, Max came in here, undrafted guy out of Michigan State, who we were very impressed with as far as his career at Michigan State, as far as where he was available to us, you know, post-draft. And, you know, just came in here and you could tell right away, smart, tough, hard-working guy, well-coached, obviously well-coached at Michigan State, you know, comes from a great football family, and he's earned his way to this point, and he needs to keep earning his way. You know, he needs to continue to work hard and work on the things that he's deficient in and continue to get better at the things that, you know, he's decent at. And I know he'll do that.
He said he has ties to the coaching staff here, but there's nothing that's obvious if you just look at bios. Are you aware of what he would have been talking about? We asked him, you know, about signing with the Texans.
Yeah, I don't know. I was in the Big Ten. He was in the Big Ten. But we never – Penn State never played Michigan State when I was there. Maybe that's the degrees of separation right there.
I got two, though. Anything new on Aaron?
No. I think we'll see. That's definitely going to be a game-time decision. You know, that'll be a guy that we have to work out before the game.
Will weather play into that decision?
No.
When you're in cold weather and you've got an injury like a groin, isn't it harder than it would be if it was warm in September or something to get it ready?
I mean, John, you know, I've been in I'm not saying that I certainly don't have the market cornered on cold games, but I've been involved in a few with a bunch of guys that were banged up. AFC Championship games where it was, you know, 6 below 0 up in Foxborough with guys that had played a lot of football up to that point. You know, so I guess if it's warmer, maybe you can get loosened up a little faster. I don't know, you know.
Kind of going back to Bull, or actually just, are you amazed at the ability of the organization on the undrafted free agents and how much of a contribution you guys are getting on it, whether it's him or A.J. Boye?
Yeah, it's a good point. Yeah, those guys have done a good job, you know. You know, Max obviously just got called up, hasn't had a shot in a regular season game yet, but, you know, we called him up, hopefully thinking that maybe he can contribute at some point. You know, A.J. Boye, I think, is a guy that gets better and better. He works extremely hard. You know, again, I think it goes back to my background in this league is, you know, that the draft is obviously very important. You know, the draft is how you build your team. But at the end of the day, like, it's what you do when you get here. You know, so regardless of whether you were drafted number one or you were undrafted, it really just comes down to how you perform when you arrive on scene at the professional team that takes you. So here in Houston, you know, we give these guys an opportunity, and if they take advantage of it, you know, maybe they have a chance to get promoted, and that's what happened with some of these guys along the way.
So can you talk about the mental approach of coming back from an injury? Talk specifically about Brian, but just, you know, having it here when you're out in the field.
Yeah, that's a great question. I mean, you know, I think it's different for each guy. You know, I think as it relates to Brian, you know, he's just a guy that I've seen since the day I arrived here work extremely hard to get back to the point he is now in working hard with the trainers, you know, and communication with them as far as how he feels, what he thinks is up with his injuries at that point in time. And they've done a good job with him. And I think this is a guy that really – you know, he just can't wait to play. He loves to play. He's a leader of our football team. And like I said to Dale, I think this, you know, that he's moved well the past couple of days out there, and we'll see how it goes on Sunday.